So I'm in Ludlow. I should have been here a bit sooner, but I got a bit lost looking for the Millennium Green at Dinham Mill. But I'm here now, and it's lovely. There's a cafe here. There's a big explanatory board about the changing face of Dinham Mill, and the different mills that have been here. And there's a nice green area. And, oh, I can hear the sound of rushing water. Which is, oh, look at this. Okay, now set within, okay, there's this building, it looks fairly modern, but I guess it can't be. There's the cafe here, the takeaway and everything, and incorporated within it is the medieval powerhouse. In front of me, I'm looking at a water wheel that's got to be 12, 14 foot across. It's huge. And you can just hear it turning. And the water rushing from the weir underneath it. And it's generating electricity. How cool is that? Okay, if you're kind of familiar with Ludlow, let me tell you a bit about where we are. This is Dinham Mill. It's on the banks of the River Teme. There's a fantastic weir just kind of ahead of me. And the noise you can hear in the background is the people eating al fresco at the cafe here, which is a lovely thing to do. This used to be the site of the swimming pool. The swimming pool is now green. There's trees on it and benches on it, one of which I'm going to sit on. The swimming pool was closed about 10, 15 years ago. Now there's this cafe here, and there's a clock repairers, and there's the water wheel underneath the whole mill, and you just wander down here. You're actually right on the river. In fact, you're literally on the river, because there's stepping stones, and if I was minded, I could actually just pick my way across the river, which is only 3 or 4 inches deep at this point. It's a beautiful day. It's an absolutely beautiful day. Bright, sunny, warm. There's ducks and a swan, and there's kids paddling and a dog chasing a stick in the river, looking very, very happy about life indeed. Yeah, I'm gonna have a go getting across. Hang on, let's just, if this goes wrong, there's gonna be a lot of trouble for a lot of people.